Okay, we are basically here to stand, to show that we support Mizzou in their decision to end racism, because sadly here at the University of Alabama, we do experience a lot of racism, and it is always brushed under the rug. It is not actually talked about here, and it's always like an idea to feel like it's okay when it's really not. So we decided to come here, occupy Rose Administration Building. We went inside with a list of demands, and we left it on the president's secretary's desk so he can get it and then eventually improve on what needs to be done with the racism here on campus.
What are the demands? What do those include? Do y'all have a copy of that you can share?
Thank you so much. Yeah, we actually have a copy that we can share. We, on the way up to the stairs to put the demands on the president's secretary's desk, the vice president did see us. He did ask us if we needed anything, and he watched us walk in, sit the demands on the desk, and then he came out and asked what was going on, and he agreed to meet with us at 12 in the FERG in the lobby. So everybody was encouraged to come to the FERG at 12 in the lobby. We would like for people to be here all day to support the idea. Unfortunately, everybody does have class, and I know after the meeting at 12, we will be walking all over here together to continue to stand out here to support that we want racism ended here at the University of Alabama.
How long have you guys been out here?
We met out here at 8 o'clock. We were supposed to actually meet at Manly at maybe 7:50, and then we walked over here at 8 o'clock, and we went in and we gave them our demands, and then we came back outside. We first started by sitting on the steps, and then we moved to stand in front of the doors and locked arms. We did have one person come try to reach over us and open the door on two students, and then she proceeded to call UAPD on us, but it was all right. We held our ground, and we eventually, at this point, we're trying to get the word out and have more people come out later.
Did UAPD come when she called?
No. Okay.
I don't think the call was ever completed.
It was basically to scare us, but
it didn't work.
Basically, what we're saying is you're not going to push our issues to the side. That's over.
You mentioned that you've experienced racism on campus.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about what those experiences have been like, just so people know that this kind of thing is happening on campus?
There was actually this recently for homecoming. Hallie Haley, she is in Alpha Gamma, I think. It's one
Alpha
of the Alpha Gamma. She was running for homecoming, and her whole sorority decided to disown her and choose to vote with what they call the machine chose. So as they chose to support somebody else, they decided not to follow and support their fellow sister, which we all found really messed up. She ended up not winning, and she's actually the SGA's president and girlfriend. So we were all standing behind her, hoping that she could win. There's been times where I was at one of the football games. It was right after Saban had banned the Greek seating, and I was told by one of the presidents in one of the fraternities that I was not allowed to sit there, and because it was their designated seating, when I clearly had the information saying that it was free for anybody.
And I feel like personally, I can speak from my experience. It's just like walking back to my dorm and being called the N-word or things of that nature. And I know a lot of people who have similar experiences. Like, that's something, if you haven't been called that on campus yet, then have you even been here for more than a year?
Yeah.
That's something that's way too common and needs to stop immediately.
Would it surprise you that so few people would know that those things actually happen still in 2015? I mean, does it surprise you that it still happens, even though we're still in the South where there's such a history of it?
They know.
No, they know. They just choose not to talk about it.
They want to push it to the side. I'm telling you, it's over.
It's because in their mind, they're like, it's not a big deal. We've already went through the civil rights movement. But no, when I was in high school, I was literally told when I was there in Florida when Trayvon Martin. I was there when he got shot, and that's when the whole thing started. I was even told by my own family member, this will be the new and recent civil rights movement. It's not fair that the University of Alabama was built by a large black community. We have many buildings named after slave owners. We have a section over by our biology building where there are slaves buried with no names. And then the only plaque that I do know on campus that is actually given for real to two black students here, what is over by Foster's Auditorium, which is where the two first black students were, like, they named the building after the two first black students to attend UA.
In terms of, like, your demands, and I can read this and I'll share it, but the gist of it, ending racism on campus, what is something you think that can be done now to ensure that that happens soon?
Well, first I would say having a diversity officer or someone who, an administrator whose sole purpose is to increase diversity on campus, create an inclusive campus, not just sending out emails saying, hey, this is something we're working on. Mm-hmm. Well, how long have you been working on it? Where's the actual proof? Where's the tangible? We need tangible proof that shows that this is something that's going to be improved on. And then also, like, I would love to see a class, maybe mm-hmm. the freshman year, where students go in and they learn about, you know, cultural experiences. You know, they learn, they have an open space to really talk to each other, to really start a dialogue.
Because we have that, but no, it's not known.
Yeah.
If you go over to BBCom or where the Veteran Affairs used to be, we have a whole section to where we have, like, kids from many different countries. Like, I have a roommate, she's here on an internship from Brazil. She doesn't know much, but she's learning a lot from me, and I'm learning a lot from her. And it's not fair that we have, like, alcohol EDU that we have to take as freshmen, but we don't have anything to deal with racism.
Yeah.
So that could be a major improvement, the first step right there. Everybody needs to do, like, a racism thing, just like alcohol EDU.
Just a mandatory. And then mandatory training for all the administration. Like, you cannot tell me that you stand for us and then you're over here pulling doors, you know, assaulting us. Like, your actions speak louder than your words. So obviously, you know, there needs to be more done about that
And to comment on your actions, you're not gonna hit nobody with a door again.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's over. Like, it's done.
That wasn't right at all.